My name is Katie Solis. I'm 12 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jean Solis, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California.
My name is Jean Solis. I am the age of a mom.
What is your best memory of Grandma Alma?
My best memory probably has to do with Disneyland. Disneyland was Grandma's favorite place to go. And I loved to just look at her face light up, especially when we were on the Small World ride, which was her favorite. And also when we would come out of the Haunted Mansion, which was her second favorite, she would have a look of a little child.
Can you talk about the biggest obstacles Grandma overcame in life?
Grandma was born or grew up during the Depression. So having to move around a lot was probably a big obstacle. She was raised by her mother. Her father wasn't around. And just having to move around a lot for my grandma to get work was probably one of the biggest obstacles.
Do you have any stories that you want to share about Grandma or when you were a kid? Well, I remember you talking about, like, Sandy, like, the dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a dog growing up named Sandy, and Sandy wasn't allowed in the house. Grandma didn't like Sandy in the house, but Sandy learned how to open the screen door with his nose, and he'd get in, and he would start running through the house, and we'd all chase Sandy, and he thought it was just a big old game.
Kind of like Jinky.
Yeah.
What was Grandma's childhood like?
Like I said, Grandma grew up during the Depression, and she went to boarding schools because that was easier for her mother to work. Like I said, she was raised by her mother. So she didn't make a lot of friends. She was kind of shy. But she always had her sister, and she really liked going to boarding schools, I think, because, she liked to study and learn and read and that.
Why did Grandma join the Coast Guard?
Grandma joined the Coast Guard just so that she could get away from home. She wanted to get out on her own. And it was during World War II, so it was a good job. But the funny thing is she didn't like to go on the water because she'd get seasick. So thankfully she had a desk job.
That's so ironic.
Yes.
Did Grandma have a day job? If so, what was it?
She didn't have a day job when we were growing up because raising 8 kids, that was her job. Taking them to school and more activities and wherever else they had to go. But around the time I was in high school, because I was the second to the last, she had a job at the bank where she was like the executive secretary to the executive banker, I guess he was. I don't know.
Yeah. How did Grandma meet Grandpa?
Grandma and Grandpa met at the USO, which is like a social place for the military. And they have dances and social parties, and they met there. And that was in San Diego.
Have you learned any marriage lessons from Grandma and Grandpa?
Yes, I have. I learned that marriage is work.
Yeah.
And you have to constantly work at it to make things better. And, sometimes you don't always agree, but you find a solution that does work.
I know Grandma was an author, so do you know what drove her to love that passion to write?
Probably her passion for reading. Because Grandma loved to read books, and I can remember taking her to the store, and she'd buy 2 or 3 at a time, and then the next time we'd go shopping, she'd need two or three more.
Well, I remember, like, visiting her almost every week, and then every time I'd see her, we'd talk about, like, new things in her life, and then we always talk about what book we were reading at the time, and she'd have, like, a different book every single week. Mm. And then she was also part of a book club.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
What is one thing that you and Grandma both love to do, and do you have a story that you could share about it?
Well, Grandma and I used to love to go shopping. And then when Katie came along, she got to go shopping with us. We'd always go shopping, and then we'd have lunch, usually at Panera. And then at the end of the shopping trip, there was always a Starbucks involved, because yep. that was Grandma's favorite. Mm-hmm. But the one funny thing about that, and it took us a while, but we learned... Katie didn't get to shop till last, because if Katie got to shop first, suddenly she was so tired when it was our turn to look at stuff. So Katie had to be patient and wait till we were done, and then she was able to shop.
Yeah, I remember Grandma putting in that rule when you guys found out that I got tired, you know? Because, you know, Macy's and, like, JCPenney's, I don't know, something in those stores always made me tired. Thank you for talking with me today.
You're welcome.
I learned a lot about Grandma that I probably wouldn't have known, and thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.